This is today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight. Depending on what part of the country you come from, they're either fireflies or lightning bugs. In the upper Midwest, we kind of like both names. The western half prefers firefly, while the southeastern midsection prefers lightning bugs. Whatever you call them, I'm thrilled to see them. When I was little, a long time ago, in a land south of Minnesota, it seemed like the evening backyard was alive with the magical glow of the lightning bug. We'd chase them down and capture them in jars. Dad would poke holes in the metal tops so they'd have air, and we'd use them like a lantern for a little bit. Then, of course, they died, having nothing to eat. But still, there would be more. Then it seemed there weren't. Is it because I moved? Did I just get older and not pay attention to their little glowing bellies? Or is it more sinister, like too many pesticides? Maybe the fairies took them back to the forests. According to scientific research, that one's probably not the answer. On the other hand, they really don't know. Fireflies flash to find a partner. The males will signal they're available, and the females then decide if they want to respond with their own flash. There are many species. How many live in various areas is still a slight mystery. However, they do have their own code. Fireflies flash in different sequences and also have different colors. They're neither a fly or a bug. They're actually a beetle. Their bioluminescence starts right away. They glow from egg to larva to adult. And they eat slugs. I knew I liked them. I'll have pictures and more information on these glowing creatures on gardenbite.com, and also link to Firefly Watch, a website that tracks where people have sighted these little flying light bulbs. Find Garden Bite with Terry Knight on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube too. Send me your comments, questions, and suggestions for future bites. What do you want to know about? That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.